SBS Radio.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet.
Magandang umaga, Mike.
Yes, magandang umaga. Good morning, Ronald.
Yes. Mike, maraming laro kahapon, no? Apat na laro, pero karamihan dito ay halos no-bearing game na rin naman. Pero ganun pa man, kahit na no-bearing, nagbigay pa rin ng magandang mga resulta. Siyempre, kagiliwan para sa mga tagasunod ng World Cup. Paano masasummarize yung mga apat na laro?
Yeah, like you said, one of them was no-bearing, but we saw the games that would determine the spots in Group A and Group B. So the first set of games, the first one was Russia against Uruguay. These were the top two teams in Group A. So we saw Russia come up against one of the top playing nations after their two straight victories and the goals that they put in. Here we saw the difference in the results with Uruguay finishing on top 3-0. Now, Uruguay had their first goal courtesy of Luis Suarez. On a free kick, which he struck low and hard into the corner. They got their second in the 20th minute. Unfortunately, it was a deflection on a shot by Cavani, which rebounded off, deflected off one of the defenders of Russia. So the match, the Uruguayans were ahead 2-0. In the 36th minute, one of Russia's fullbacks, the left fullback Smolnikov, was yellow carded for the second time and was dismissed. So Russia were down to 10 men. He was dismissed for a tackle on Cavani. So the second half saw Uruguay start very actively. And then in the dying minutes of the game, Cavani got his third goal from a corner, and it was a follow-up. So Uruguay were comfortable winners, I would say, 3-0 against Russia. In the other match, it was Saudi Arabia against Egypt. Now, this one, there was nothing to play for except pride, but it was hard fought and just as entertaining. Now, Egypt scored first with Mohamed Salah finishing a through ball between two defenders, just lifting the ball out, over the outcoming Saudi Arabian goalkeeper. Salah and Egypt's Trezeguet were particularly active in the first half. Towards the end of the first half, Saudi Arabia got a penalty on the 39th minute as a result of a handball, which the VAR was used again. And Saudi Arabia got their chance to score their first goal in the World Cup. So Fahad was the one who took the penalty. He hit it hard, but it was brilliantly saved by the Egyptian goalkeeper, who at 45 is the oldest player in this World Cup. His name is El Hazari. The Saudis always look capable of equalizing, and they pressed much of the first half. And the result was another penalty on a shove by an Egyptian. So again, the VAR was used. The referee upheld the penalty and gave the fullback a yellow card. The first half ended 1-1, which was the second penalty for the Saudis. And it was also their first goal. So the Saudis continued to dominate possession in the second half. And the action was very furious, with both sides wanting to win it. Saudi Arabia scored in the last minutes of stoppage time and got their first victory, I believe, since 1994. So they were on top 2-1. In the second group of matches, which featured Morocco and Spain and Portugal and Iran, this would determine also the places in Group B. So the Morocco-Spain was full of drama. Morocco took the lead, stunning the crowd against the run of play. There was confusion with the two fullbacks, Iniesta and Sergio Ramos, and Boutaib. He took advantage of that confusion, intercepted the ball, and he scored their first goal. This is within the first 15 minutes. Iniesta made up for that error with a superb layoff to Isco for Spain to equalize 1-1. So it was a non-stop action, both sides. In the second half, the Moroccans missed in the 55th. It was a terrific strike which hit the crossbar, the actual corner, the crossbar of Spain's goal. So they were always threatening, and finally managed to score their second on a brilliant leap by the substitute En Nesyri to head home and put Morocco up 2-1. In the final dying minutes again of the match, there was a questionable offside which resulted in Spain getting the equalizer after a lengthy VAR review for that offside to draw 2-2. And that gave them top spot in Group B. They will now face Russia, who got second spot in Group A. And the final match was Iran-Portugal, also very dramatic, which ended up in a 1-1 draw. Iran had a very good performance. In the 15th minute, Iran gave away a free kick to Portugal just outside the box. And Ronaldo this time hit the wall for a corner. So there was a lot of pressure by Iran on the by Portugal on the Iranian goal. They began to dominate possession, pinning Iran in their own half from the 27th minute. But Iran never gave up, and they always looked dangerous on the counter. So on the 44th minute, Iran scored through the substitute Quaresma, also a veteran, and it was a brilliant goal because it was about 20 yards out, and it was done with the outside of his boot and just sailed into the corner of the net. Portugal was up. Iran was still well organized, and they were awarded a penalty. Portugal was awarded a penalty, which the Iranians argued against, and Ronaldo stepped up to take it. The VAR again called in this match, in this particular case, but Ronaldo this time unfortunately was denied his fifth goal. Now I actually saw the replay, which shows that the goalkeeper was off the line. That's why he was able to save it. In other words, medio forward siya, and he was able to save the kick of Ronaldo, but the referee never saw it. Anyway, Ronaldo also got yellow carded for his own tackle. Towards the end of the match, Iran was awarded a penalty, and it was dispatched by one of the Iranian forwards. It was given because of a questionable handball again. It was another controversy. But a very heroic performance by both Iran and Morocco. So Iran drew with Portugal 1-1. So we have... Portugal will have to play Uruguay, who ended at top in Group A, and on to tonight's matches.
Okay. So, alam na, no, na-determine na yung dalawang top two, no, sa bawat group, no, sa Group A at B, no, sa Russia at Uruguay sa Group A, at saka Portugal and Spain sa Group B.
That's right. Yep. At saka mamayang gabi, tonight, we will see Group C and D.
Yeah, siyempre maglalaro ang Australia versus Peru.
Okay. Yes. That's right. At saka Argentina against Nigeria. Also another to see whether Argentina can go into the next round.
Oo, medyo nangungulila tingin yung Argentina.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, maraming salamat, Mike. At we expect to hear from you again in a couple of days.
Walang naman, Ronald. And good morning to you and all the listeners.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.